to another episode of Game Groove's Uncovered podcast. This is an Uncovered Chats. I wanted to make an episode to kind of cover some of the cool stuff that's been happening in the video game music scene, as well as our cover community and composers and events. And specifically because I need to talk about a fantastic new event that's very important and very relevant to our community called Tears of Ongaku. I'd love to catch you up on a few other things that have happened in the meantime, as well as things that are going on in Game Grooves briefly. So stick around for that. And as always, we have a humongous backlog of composer interviews, video game cover artist interviews, some fun chats on specific topics, some help topics, kind of targeting, you know, most of our listeners who are creators and or eager soon to be creator type people. So please check those out in the meantime. I know that this podcast kind of comes out when we get, you know, the time to make it, but I really do appreciate getting to have all those episodes at the ready. So without further ado, I'd like to talk about a few things that have happened since the last episode of the podcast, as well as things that I may have gotten, you know, missed, and things, of course, in the community. And if you fast forward just a tiny bit, we'll get you to the meat and potatoes of the chat, which is Tears of Ongaku. So to start, I wanted to talk about VGM Con. For those of you who haven't had a chance to listen, we have an episode with Von Rowles, who, of course, volunteers with VGM Con, who broke down a lot of the history of the event as well as, you know, more specifics. But having gone to the convention, I'd love to share, you know, some of the great experiences I've had there, as well as, you know, just kind of go over some of the cool things you can check out in post. VGM Con, of course, was held in the Midwest in Minnesota, April 14th to 16th this year. So we had a great time flying over, both Allison and myself, and we got to experience a very focused convention. We've been to a lot of great conventions and, you know, music shows that have video game music presence or even still the focus, but VGM Con seems to be like if you just scooped into the bowl of video game community circles, labels, you know, just scattered musicians, and, you know, just dropped them into one hotel for a while. Obviously, it's a smaller con, so, you know, there are some challenges that they managed to work through, like getting a lot of artists to perform and, you know, coordinating times across two stages. And they were actually really close by, so if you wanted to run between shows, you could, although, you know, with that much action-packed, you know, music and events going on, I definitely felt myself, like, scheduling everything as much as I can. It was a really cool, saturated event. Obviously, I have to mention that I performed. I had a show at midnight. We ran a little late with extra tech tests and all, but I had some fantastic help from Mon, so humongous shout out to Mon. And I got to perform on stage by myself for the first time in the U.S., actually, and the first time in, maybe 5 years. So I played a full Zelda set. A lot of people got to perform Zelda music, and it was a great time. I also have to compliment the hero and boss stages, as they call them, were both extremely cool. They had you know, visual TVs and projectors, so you could check out some of the fun videos that people made for different shows. I managed to catch a good handful of performances, like Lacey Johnson, of course, and Ian Cowell and his band of goblins. I saw Adia Mocha's band. You know, it was just a great time and a really good spread of music. Not only that, but online there was a album sort of, I'm forgetting the word here, album jam, where people online, of course, who could not physically attend or did not physically attend, could kind of band together the same way that programmers might make a game jam. In a limited amount of time, they work together with a loose theme and create an album. And that album has actually been put available online, so you can check that out. And of course, I highly recommend that if you're not going to a convention but you have time that weekend, to absolutely hop into the Discord and give it a shot. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to kind of meet new people and show off what you got. Maybe even, you know, work on a specific skill that you're kind of hesitant about with people who might be, you know, experienced in that arena. So, you know, online had a great presence. There were also online performers from around the world, and there was also a bunch of panels. I held a brief one with my buddy Pete Gillette, who you all know as our other host, And we did one on music videos and, you know, how that relates to VGM. And even though Pete couldn't make it, he fell ill, unfortunately, we remoted him in and we fired away. And we actually have some resources that hopefully will get posted on Game Grooves. But we made a the night before kind of checklist for videography. So if you're making music videos in VGM and you keep forgetting like one thing, or you're not sure what you should be doing ahead of time before you film your performances or whatever, we have like a one-stop PDF that kind of helps out. Among other events and panels I saw, of course, were like education, some VGM guessing games, trivia shows. It was really cool to see how many different areas video game music had spread. There was also the Game Music Remix Awards, which was hosted by VGM Kindly. They had a variety of categories serving different genres and styles broadly, and music video categories well. And, you know, there were a fantastic array of people who were featured in that. So you can also check that out on the VGMcon.org website. For the winners, of course, I was supremely proud to have been nominated for three things that I had made. And of course, Alison Martin taking away the best album and best vocal performance was something I was extremely happy to hear. So VGMcon, absolute blast. Next year, I hope the theme is just as exciting as Oops All Zelda, but time will tell. Please check it out. Next on the agenda, I'd love to talk about a few quick things happening in the Game Grooves community specifically. So to start, of course, happy Pride Month. We have a fantastic new Undertale album called Filled with Pride, an LGBTQ plus tribute to Undertale. That'll be coming out this month, of course, so please keep an eye open for that. It's going to be a fantastic and very heartfelt sort of project, so I hope you enjoy that. Another release, of course, is Pizza Time, a Pizza Tower tribute, which is an indie game tribute, and of course it's got a huge range of style. It's pretty wacky, a lot of psychedelic rock and metal, and just like, I don't know, it's got like a chaotic energy to the game. So our album, of course, has a chaotic energy all to itself, and I've given a listen. It's a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that, of course. And another big event, of course, is the Summer of 64. It's probably one of the most exciting ones right now because I'm such a fan of the Nintendo 64. But essentially, Game Grooves is hosting a three-month-long marathon of just celebrating Nintendo 64's music across Ocarina of Time, 1080 Snowboarding, Banjo-Kazooie, all sorts of eligible games from the Nintendo 64 console during the late 90s and early 2000s are eligible. So you'll be seeing a lot of great artists from Game Grooves share covers from, you know, the Nintendo 64, and we'll be putting together playlists, so you'll be able to see that on our Discord and social media as well. There's a very adorable promo that Alan created, and I'm hoping to put together at least a few more things for it, if not a song. And you're going to see a lot of great artists from the Game Grooves roster, as well as, you know, new faces, putting together great covers of the Nintendo 64 catalog. Things like Chicago Stealth by Theology, Ferd K's Institute Menu from Perfect Dark, Viron Media's Toad's Turnpike from Mario Kart 64, and just more and more are being added to the Spotify playlist and YouTube playlist. So, you know, keep an eye out, and of course, you know, just enjoy the Nintendo 64 as much as I do. Now, the main reason why I even made this episode is to talk about Ongaku Overdrive and their upcoming event, Tears of Ongaku, which is a legendary concert fundraiser to support the community and showcase of that is Ongaku Overdrive. For 10 years plus, Ongaku Overdrive, if you're not familiar, has been hosting video game music performances, events, you know, game nights, and, you know, all in all, just basically being a bastion of live entertainment in the video game music scene, both virtual and, of course, in person in Florida. So they've been, you know, tirelessly and very selflessly supporting video game musicians. You'll see Florida locals like Jackson Parodi and Limit Breakers, as well as others, having a chance to perform with them. And they recently had a 10-year anniversary concert featuring a lot of fantastic artists. So with all of that in mind, of course, Ongaku Overdrive is not, you know, an easy operation. Clearly, it takes a lot of coordination from a lot of those, you know, the few staff members that are putting it together, like Kent Ward, and you know, they're selflessly helping out artists and giving them a platform to do their thing while having to pay for venues, having to pay for, you know, artists to be hired and, you know, editing and so on and so forth. So this is a humongous burden, and it's about time that we gave back. So Ongaku Overdrive's hosting Tears of Ongaku, which is essentially going to be a fundraiser to help Ongaku Overdrive stay afloat and be able to recoup the costs to do what they do, which is, again, support fantastic artists and give everyone a chance to perform, which is incredible. So on June 11th, 2023, at 6 p.m. ET, which is very, very close to when this episode is dropping, of course, you can go to twitch.tv/ongaku overdrive for a phenomenal night of music and fundraising and fun. And of course, just supporting the community at the time that it absolutely needs it most. So there's going to be a fantastic lineup of performers, starting with, of course, the Limit Breakers Band, Mark with a C, Jackson Parodi, Mon, String Player Gamer, and myself. So there's going to be a ton of love for Zelda, maybe even some Tears of the Kingdom music, as well as just a lot of fun original tunes and jamming. But we're also going to be having a lot of donation goals and some fun incentives. Since they're actually public right now, I'd love to share some. So for the donation goals, again, in service of recouping the losses from the 10th anniversary show, which is about $3,000 US, for $1,000 donated, there's going to be a 10th anniversary Twitch watch party. And for $1,500, Kent is going to do 150 squats, presumably on the stream. For $2,000, there will be a Virtua Ongaku 17 hosted in late August. And if you're not familiar, Virtua Ongaku is a live stream event where anyone around the world might be part of the roster to perform, which would be a fantastic fun. For $2,500, Kent will take the One Chip Challenge. If you're not familiar, the One Chip Challenge is to eat a chip with I think some 100,000 or maybe even 1,000,000 Scoville units, spiced pepper sauce or flakes. It's a really spicy chip. So that would be a fantastic moment to witness. And for $3,050, which is past the recoup money that's necessary, Kent will shave both his eyebrows. And for $3,250, which is a stretch goal, Kent will draw them back on. So we have a lot of exciting donation goals and incentives to check out. There's also going to be a prize raffle as well. So if you donate, you might be eligible to win some Game Grooves albums. 10 lucky donors will get a digital Game Grooves album of their choice, and one will get the entire digital discography. That's tons of albums. Mustin is also sending out 17 albums from the 1UPS, including the 20th anniversary vinyl. So there's also going to be some Ongaku Overdrive t-shirts and snapback caps that are donated, which is really exciting. For every $10, you're entered into the raffle. So honestly, this is going to be a really exciting event, no matter what what you do and what aspect of the community you play a part in. And not only is there going to be performances, but we're going to be getting in some reflection videos from fans and performers in the game community. So during all of this, you're going to get to watch some rock and rolls, some jazz fusion, some sweet singing, some piano playing, and some violin strumming, and just a whole bunch of fun and, some sweet messages from everyone around the community. So ultimately, again, this is going to be happening June 11th at 6 p.m. ET all the way through till 11. I'm going to be performing, I believe, late. So I hope to see you all in chat supporting the community. Once again, this has been an exciting podcast to host because we get to talk about all these cool events that are happening in the community and, of course, try to feature a lot of really interesting and diverse artists across, the scenes. So with this chats, of course, check out Tears of Ongaku. Please give a check out to VGM Con, and I definitely recommend you go if you can, or attend virtually and take part in some of the cool events that are happening there. Of course, Summer of 64 will be going on. We have an Undertale album to look forward to. You can check out Pizza Tower, and there's much more albums in works that I'm not allowed to talk about. But if you want to be a part of any of these, of course, check out the Game Grooves community, check out the Discord, and we'd love to have you With all of that in mind, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Uncovered Chats. If you have any suggestions for guests that we should have or topics we should cover, if you have any guides or tips or tutorials that you want to see created especially, that's something that we're keeping an eye on. So please let us know. In the Game Grooves Discord, we have an Uncovered Podcast channel, so you can share some of your thoughts on each episode as well as voice any suggestions there. I've been your host, Ro Panaganti, and I cannot wait to see you next time on another episode. Take care.